And that to me is absolutely fascinating. I mean, if I ever write a book, it's going to be called Why Smart People Do Dumb Things. My partner says it should be autobiographical, but this might be an interesting illustration. And these are perfectly decent guys. I respect them, and they helped me out when I had problems with Solomon. And so they're not bad people at all. But to make money they didn't have and didn't need, they risked what they did have and did need. And that's foolish. That is just plain foolish. I don't care what your IQ is. If you risk something that is important to you for something that is unimportant to you, it just does not make any sense. I don't care whether the odds are 100-1 that you succeed or 1,000-1 that you succeed. If you hand me a gun with 1,000 chambers, 1,000,000 chambers in it, and there's a bullet in one chamber, and you said, put it up to your temple, how much do you want to be paid to pull it once? I'm not going to pull it. You know, you can name any sum you want, but it doesn't do anything for me on the upside, and I think the downside's fairly clear. So I'm not interested in that kind of a game, and yet people do it financially then without thinking about it very much. There was a great book. It wasn't a great book. It was a great title. There was a lousy book written once with a great title by Walter Gutman. The title was You Only Have to Get Rich Once. Now, that seems pretty fundamental, doesn't it? What difference, if you've got $100 million at the start of the year, and you're going to make 10% if you're unleveraged and 20% if you're leveraged 99 times out of 100, what difference does it make at the end of the year whether you've got $110 million or $120 million? Makes no difference at all. I mean, if you die at the end of the year, you know, the guy that writes up the story may make a typo. He may say 110 even if he had 120, so you've got nothing at all. You know, it makes absolutely no difference. It makes no difference to your family. It makes no difference to anything. And yet, the downside, particularly managing other people's money, is not only losing all your money, but it's disgrace and humiliation and facing friends whose money you've lost and everything. I just can't imagine an equation that makes sense for.